Coming up on this edition of the Draft Prospect Review, special teams. Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and you're listening to the Draft Prospect Review, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. Today is April 25th, and you can hear a rundown on special teams from Patriots Video News' Brian Lowe and Patriots Before Weekly's Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, and Tom Casale. Take it away, boys.
Okay, thanks, Lori. We are back with the Patriots Draft Prospect Review. We are in the final week now of these podcasts as we near Saturday and Sunday, the 2006 NFL Draft. And if you've been paying close attention to our podcast, which I assume you all have, you know that we are down to just a couple of positions left, specialists and quarterbacks. And today, this Tuesday, we are talking about specialists. We have Andy Hart, Tom Casale, and Paul Perillo. And we're going to start talking about returners. We're going to get to kickers. Obviously, everyone has kickers at the top of their mind, but we're going to talk about returners. And Reggie Bush, who is probably going to be the number one draft pick, house situation permitting, is an exceptional kick returner as well. So he's probably going to be prolific in that category in the NFL. Where do you guys want to start? We'll start talking about Bush and what he means to the special teams for whatever NFL team he goes to.
Well, to be honest, I think Maurice Drew is just as good a return man as Bush is. I mean, he's got those dynamic skills. He's so small.
Very small. Five seven.
Yeah, they gave him 5'7" at the combine, but he was like 5'6¾". That's why
that they give you, or what did they give you at the combine?
I'm actually 5'10", and I'm a chisel. Chiseled 220.
Chiseled, okay.
Yeah.
I saw you in the basketball court. You're quite chiseled.
Chisel in the backboard from what I hear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The thing about Drew is that he can't really be an every down back, but as far as a return man, he can be really spectacular at the NFL level. Now, the Patriots have aggressively went after special teams this offseason, so if you want a guy like Drew, you're going to have to probably get him in the third round, which is a stretch for what he's going to do at the running back position. But as far as kick returning, you know, he can provide big plays.
Well, the Patriots have aggressively gone after special teams. Have they specifically gone after returners, though?
No, that's what they need.
No, that's what he's saying.
That would kind of round it out.
They've been awful in returns the last few years. Yeah. I mean, they haven't, in punt returning, they haven't been good since 2001, basically, when Troy Brown had the great year. And on kick returns, since Bethel Johnson's rookie year when he was changing games, and I know he's still here, he has not been as good since that time. So the return game has been a little bit of a disappointment here for the last 3 to 4 years.
And worth noting, to follow up on Andy's point, Bethel Johnson was a healthy scratch in the playoffs last year, you know, while the kick return game was struggling, and they ultimately ended up having problems with the turnover in the game in Denver when Ellis Hobbs lost one. So clearly they didn't want Bethel Johnson doing it, and it's still a problem. So a guy like Maurice Drew, you say, Tom, that maybe the third round, that might be high for that, but can he give you, you know, we talked about Maurice Drew when we talked about running backs a couple of weeks ago. Can he give you that Darren Sproles type, that you can get him enough touches as a third down back to substantiate a third round pick, or is that still too high?
No, I think that's right around where he should go, is the third round.
I like Drew's skill set.
So many things with the ball. I mean, when he gets in the open field, he's almost as spectacular as Bush. You know, he can do so many different things. I think if you get him in the third round, you're not getting a running back, you're getting a player who can do a lot of different things for you.
Well, that's the thing. You got guys like Bush and like Drew who you simply put the ball in their hands and good things happen, whether it's 10 times a game, 15 times a game, 20 times a game. Good things are going to happen. How about Skylar Green? We talked about him at length when we talked about wide receivers. He's the cousin of Jarvis Green coming out of LSU. Also a great return specialist. Jarvis Green, I think, is an untapped talent in the return game.
Interesting.
Yeah. But we'll focus instead today on his cousin, Skylar.
On Skylar.
And where does he fit in an NFL team?
Well, according to him at the Combine, either the Dolphins or the Patriots are going to select him.
That's what he said.
Tom and Andy were talking about that when he came back.
In other words, neither one of those teams will take him.
Right. But, I mean, if you get Skylar Green, you get a third receiver, slot guy, you're getting kind of a Dante Hall. Can play a little receiver, catch a short pass, take it the distance. You're getting a kick returner, a punt returner. So you're going to get somebody you can use, but he's not going to fill the receiver void for the Patriots.
Yeah, and I don't think he's as dynamic as Drew.
No.
And that's where you get into the whole value thing. As Bill says, if you can only do one thing, you need to do it really well. Does Drew do it well enough to say year one, year two, he's simply our return guy? We're drafting him in the third round. He's going to be our returner. And then maybe down the road, he's your replacement for Kevin Faulk as more of a third down all-around type player.
And that's the thing with some of these running backs who are return specialists. If all goes well with the Patriots as currently construed at running back, they might not need to rely on a rookie running back. If Dylan is healthy and if Faulk, there's obviously injury question marks with all these guys, But their hope, obviously, is that they don't have to rely on one of these running backs, so maybe they could draft a running back who is a return specialist.
Yeah, and they could also draft two running backs.
Absolutely. Right.
You know, grab a Drew in the third round and maybe somebody in the fifth or sixth round who they think has upside.
Well, I was just going to say, the last few, you know, it seems like it's always the extra wide receiver is the punt returner, kick returner type. Well, there's no rule that says it has to be that way. Maybe you carry an extra running back like a Drew if he is your kick and punt returner.
Right.
Or a defensive back.
Back.
You know, we saw Hobbs do it a little bit last year. Maybe there's some cornerback out there that they're drafting in the middle rounds. You know, not one of the bigger names that we talked about, but maybe someone, you know, with some return skills, and he factors into the punt return game as well.
Well, how about this name? Will Blackmon. Not a guy that we talked about really with wide receivers or cornerbacks, I don't believe, in our podcast, but this is a guy who has been a wide receiver. He's been a defensive back. He can return, coming out of Boston College. What do you think about this guy? Is he a guy that could be...
He's one of those guys, I think, that does a lot of things pretty good, but nothing spectacular.
He's not going to be a first or second round guy.
Right.
That makes him a mid-round pick, and probably an early day two pick, in my opinion. I don't know what the experts are saying, if he's a third round pick or not, but I think this is a guy with a lot of athleticism, and he played at a starting level on both sides of the ball at a fairly high level. You know, the ACC with BC, and as much as I make fun of Boston College, I mean, it's still a pretty high level of football. And for him to be a starting caliber player on both sides of the ball at different times in his career, I think speaks to his athleticism.
And it's interesting. We talk all the time. You know, obviously, we've talked about Saban, Kirk Ferentz, Pat Hill. The Belichick-Tom O'Brien relationship,
I think, is
extremely underrated.
Yes.
Tom O'Brien and his staff are at training camp every year. They've got the military background that they share.
Yes.
I think Bill Belichick sort of relies on Tom O'Brien. Obviously, for the offensive line, they've been successful. But I think that there's a lot to be said for Boston College guys, too. Devin Hester, another guy I want to bring up before we get to kickers coming out of Miami. Another dynamic guy with the ball in his hands. What do you know?
He's one of the more overrated players in this draft, I think. So when you watch
him against Darnell Bing?
Yeah, of course. And when you watch him against good teams, he's kind of running back and forth. But then when he plays Temple, that's when he gets his big plays, like against your Temples and your South Floridas. But when he's playing a good team with speed, he seems to kind of run around in a circle. And I like those kick returners that run right straight up the gut. You know what I mean? So I think he's a guy that tries to make too much when nothing's there. And that gets you in trouble in the NFL.
And it gets you in a lot of trouble with Belichick, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So consensus is that we'll probably see the Patriots in the third, fourth, fifth round take a guy, one of these running backs, wide receivers, who maybe they could plug right into a return game?
I think so.
Well, at least compete for it. You'll see it in camp. They'll start with a whole group of six or eight guys, and they'll start to whittle that down. I think the biggest thing is ball security. If they have confidence in the guy catching the ball and holding on to the ball, then they move forward and say, does he have the athleticism to really help us?
Exactly.
But I think Bill puts, you know, top of the line there would be ball security. Are we going to end the play with the ball, even if it's not a great return?
Yeah, and that's assuming, Brian, that they're interested in drafting someone. I mean, to say that, you know, third, fourth, fifth round guy, if that's what they want. You know, I mean, I think we can sit here and say a returner would look good. They've kind of struggled in that game. They might not look at it that way.
Well, I'm pretty sure they've targeted the return game this offseason, too,
but you never know exactly what they think of an Ellis Hobbs or someone like that.
Well, over the next 2 weeks, there will be a long snapper coming into Gillette Stadium. There will be a punter coming into Gillette Stadium. Barring a catastrophe, those guys will not be on the roster on September 10th. Kicker, however, aside from Martin Gramatica, who is not a guarantee to make this team, kickers in the college ranks is something we have to look at. Do the Patriots draft a kicker?
Yes.
Do they wait until
the draft ends?
Who's the guy that they go after?
Well, Andy and I love the guy from Memphis. How do you guess?
Goskowski.
I believe it's either the T or the K is silent.
Yeah, it's
Goskowski, I think.
But I remember watching a Memphis game. It was either last year or the year before, and this guy hit a 54-yarder, and I turned to my buddy and I said, that thing would have been good from 70. I mean, he's got a huge leg. He seems to be, you know, pretty accurate, and I think that's a guy you could kick off the ball. You know, you wouldn't have to have him and another guy for kickoff. So I think he's someone who could come in and compete with Gramatica and possibly win the starting job. What do you think, Andy?
I do. I loved the tape. Strong leg on kickoffs, kicking it through the end zone where the return guy just watches it sail over his head and kind of walks back to the sideline. So he has the strong leg. The other guy that's mentioned up there is Josh Houston out of Ohio State. Didn't love him. Kind of a quirky style. Seemed like he had a kind of a long approach. And he's a guy that's only done it 1 year. He's not as proven. So I don't know for sure, but they're going to draft, I would think, one of the top three or four.
Right.
They sent Brad Seeley out to have individual workouts with each guy. So If I had to pick, mine would be Gostkowski.
Okay, yeah, me too. And from Tom and Andy a little bit, Brian, in that I don't think they'll draft one. And you know, this is no bearing on the talent available. I just think that there are other needs that you can fill out through the draft, and you can get a kicker, as an undrafted
free
agent.
Right. I mean, even on a most drafts, we get what two, maybe three kickers drafted.
Right.
You know, there might be others. Well, Connor Hughes out of Virginia.
Yeah, I was going to say keep an eye on Connor Hughes because of the Al Groh thing. And
right.
But I'm saying if they keep the 11 picks, which none of us think they will, but if they did, then I think there's a chance they'll draft a kicker with one of them. If they trade away some of the kicks,
certainly I would be more apt to agree with you guys if they ended up taking all 11, which I don't think. Now, the other thing working against my philosophy is that two of those picks are those compensatory sixth rounders, which they have to take. So, if there's a kicker available down there, it might not be a bad idea.
One name to keep in mind is this year's Luis Castillo, I believe, John Seifert.
Yes.
Out of Southwest Missouri State. Busted for,
tested positive for
illegal substance. Mm-hmm. We'll see what that means. I don't think he's a guy that was necessarily going to be drafted anyways, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots, whether it's by draft or rookie free agent, bring in more than one kicker.
Oh, yeah.
More than Lendale White, right?
At least, what's that?
He benched more than Lendale White, right?
It may have. Well, Lendale White ate a few too many turkeys at Thanksgiving. Just real quick, in terms of the Patriots' history of drafting kickers and punters, the last time they drafted either one was 2001 with Owen Pockman, and in 1993 they drafted Scott Sisson. It's been 12 years since they drafted a punter. That was Pat O'Neill. So, obviously, like most teams, kicker and punter is are not positions that the team looks at early on in a draft unless you're Oakland with Sebastian Janikowski. But that's going to wrap up our look.
Mike Nugent.
Mike Nugent, second round, yeah. That's going to wrap up our look at specialists. We're still back with you on Thursday, wrapping up these draft prospect reviews with quarterback. But keep in mind, the PFW's mock draft contest is still going on. Am I not correct?
Yes, it is.
It is still going on. Try your hand at the draft of Patriots Football Weekly mock draft contest. And win Patriots gear. PFWonline.com is where you have to go. Click the mock draft contest link to participate. And, of course, the Patriots.com draft section is loaded with draft prospect content as we lead up to the draft. And, of course, on draft weekend, we'll have lots of stuff, blogs. We'll have PFW in progress 3-6 on Saturday, 12-3 on Sunday, and all the news that goes on from 12 o'clock noon on Saturday throughout the weekend. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe, wrapping up this edition of the Patriots Draft Prospect Review. Join us on Thursday. Let's go back to Wall.
Thanks, guys. Remember, the draft is this weekend. We have one more draft prospect review this Thursday covering the position of quarterbacks. That's all for today. Thanks for listening.